KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it is a Merrowood Conference South Division matchup as the Red Raiders take on the Assumption Royals. From Assumption Catholic High School's gym, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by Jeff Gress. Red Raiders come in 14-7 overall, 10-3 in the Merrowood South. Assumption 7-14 overall, 6-7 in the conference. And the Red Raiders have won two games in a row. We saw them last Friday night, a 25-point win over Phillips, and then a 4-point win over a solid Wittenberg-Burnaby team on Tuesday. And Jeff Gress, I know that at this time of the year, you want your team peaking. You want to be playing solid basketball, and it looks like Marathon is doing that.
Yeah, just from what I saw last week, last Friday against Phillips, the way they wore Phillips down, the way they took their scores out, you're doing things you want to do at the end of the year where you're really playing tough against the better opponents on the other team, and you're just making it difficult for them in a lot of situations because that's what you're going to do night in and night out. And I just like the way that Marathon wears you down and the disciplined style of basketball that they play.
Assumption, 7-14, 6-7 in the conference. And we've talked about this on our Wednesday show. It feels as though it's a team that has experience. It's still young in terms of not many seniors, just one senior. At the same time, they got a win against Auburndale. They're only lost Auburndale. It's a team that it's hard to figure out in certain ways, isn't it?
Yes, every time we mention it on Wednesday, I'm always perplexed at what exactly are they. They have a tremendous amount of talent in their junior class. They have quickness, speed. I've seen them take it to teams. I've seen them take it from teams, and it's just kind of difficult to tell what you're going to get on night in and night out. They definitely play better in this building. I think they're going to, you know, it's kind of a tale of two games. Marathon's kind of old school, traditional, disciplined, do what works for them, and I think Assumption has a little more flair to them. So you got two different styles of basketball here, but you know, there's always that transitional period I found with classes or when kids go from that youth level to becoming what's known with a lot of experience. And it's kind of waiting for these guys to make that full-on transition. When are you going to become the old guys in the conference and really take it over from being just known as, hey, we're juniors, we're still kind of young, but we got to transition into the experience part too. So hopefully we see some of that out of them tonight and get the ball game here that we expect.
A quick note that coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m., it's Bowling for Cancer. That's tomorrow at 2 at Marathon City Sports Center to raise funds for Extra Innings, a local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It's a singles nine-pin tap tourney with prizes. Entry is just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. Call Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 to sign up, or just sign up at the door tomorrow at 2 p.m. And we'll see you at Marathon City Sports Center on Saturday, Bowling for Cancer with Extra Innings. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and hear our pregame conversation with the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. We'll be talking to Adam Jacobson coming up next. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon High School boys basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, Marrowwood Conference South Division matchup in Wisconsin Rapids. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Assumption Royals. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Adam Jacobson. And coach, saw you last Friday, then earlier this week on Tuesday night against a really good Whitburn squad. You have to feel pretty good the last two games in terms of, you know, number one, I thought you played a very impressive game against a pretty good Phillips team. And then to fight and to grind out a victory over Wittenberg-Burnham. But this time of year, I think there's probably two things. You want to play well, but you also got to find ways to win.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in playing different styles and different type of teams and challenging yourself in different ways. But, yeah, I like how we're getting better overall. But defensively, we're getting after it. Offensively, we're finding ways to get easy baskets. And then I just like our habits. You know, I told the guys even at shoot-around this afternoon, just really like how we're approaching practice. We're having fun. It's joyous. I mean, the chatter on the bus on the way here, kids are enjoying each other. You know, they're realizing that, all right, this is a fun time of year, you know, in a fragile time of year. So we're not going to take it for granted. And that's, you know, the message tonight here. You got an opportunity. We don't have many of these left. Mm-hmm. Go out there and don't take it for granted and lay it out there.
That brings up something, and I was actually asked one of our student athlete guests this week on our program about chemistry and about how I think sometimes that's underestimated, that a lot of folks come out on a Tuesday or a Friday night and see what's going on between the lines. There's so much that's outside of it. How important is that chemistry in terms of what we see between the lines?
It's huge, you know, and one of our core standards is unity, right? You know, and we talk about it a lot. We talk about day one, you know, in our preseason meeting is, you know, athletics a lot of times in this day and age is countercultural, right? Like everything's me, I, what makes me happy, how do I feel? And we have a group of guys, you know, to make it collectively work, you have to sacrifice, right? Sometimes there's a role, you know, and every role is important. And the lessons that we have to learn through that to be successful, to achieve and compete for a common goal, I think can't be understated. And for kids to buy into that and enjoy it and embrace it, I just think that's why extracurriculars are such an extension of the classroom and such a life lesson to be learned through the ups and downs. We talk about it all the time. Sports are the most fair platform of all because they're unfair to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to learn the ups and downs and live that. But to come together collectively for a common good is really exciting.
When we're previewing the upcoming week on our show on Wednesday, it's always fun when Marrowwood South plays each other, because obviously there are a lot of Friday nights where you're going on a road trip or there's another team's coming in from the north. But here tonight, it's another night of Marrowwood South, and tonight you're here in Wisconsin Rapids against Assumption. And we hear a lot about your squad and about Stratford and Auburndale. And then you see a team like Assumption. You look at the overall record, you think, you know, you're scratching your head. But this is a pretty darn good basketball team, and one team that knows about it in this building is Auburndale.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you're on their floor Friday night, you know, end of February, whatever their best is, they're getting it. We're getting it, right? And then I hope, you know, in turn, whatever our best is, they're getting it. But you're exactly right. This is a talented basketball team with an all-league player leading them and a couple nice players with a ton of experience, right? You know, I know they'll probably start four juniors in the senior night, but those are all three-year basketball players, right? These guys have all been playing a lot of varsity basketball. So you're exactly right. You got to throw the records out the window. We're in the Merrowood South on a Friday night. You got to come ready to play.
What does JT Schlafer do well? Because obviously he's been a kid that's been around, but he's still going to be around for a little bit, averaging more than 20 per game. What makes him effective for Assumption? What do you have to keep an eye on?
Well, I think he's extremely athletic, right? So the ball's in his hands a lot, you know. So he, you have to be in the gap. You have to have him see people, right? Because if he sees openings, he's going to take it, get in there, and he can finish high above the rim. So we have to make him see people. We have to contest, you know, and hold him out to mid-range. And then with that, you can't leave Nystrom. You got to get a high hand on him because he can shoot it. And then you got to rebound. They play very athletic. You got Hagen, you got Board, you got Vruink. Guys going and crashing the board. So got to hold him to one shot, got to handle the dribble, and we got to get out and go.
And I guess finally, I hear a rumor that today's your birthday. Spending your birthday at Assumption High in Wisconsin Rapids. I hope at least they give you some free popcorn. But I imagine for you, your birthday with your guys on the basketball court ain't such a bad thing.
It's not. It's exciting. You know, they were very gracious and chewed around today, and they brought some gifts, and my wife made some brownies for them. So it's been good. And like I said, all I want for my birthday is a win.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach of the Red Raiders, Adam Jacobson. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups and the opening tip. Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Back here at Assumption High School in Wisconsin Rapids, Chad Holmes and Jeff Gress, Merrowood Conference South Division action, Marathon and Assumption. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. For Marathon, number four, Truthers, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a junior, 9.8 points per game. Number 10, Drew Wolfel, a junior, 6 feet, three, averaging 10.4 points per game. Number 12, Landon Snyder, a 5 foot, 7 inch junior, 6.4 points per game. Number 13, Ian Shuda. He is a sophomore, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 7 points per game. And number 22, Cody Rathke, a 6'1 senior, 8.6 points per game. Head coach of the Raiders is Adam Jacobson. For Assumption, number 1, Logan Nystrom, 5'10 junior, 9 points per game. Number two, Owen Hagen, a 5'10 senior, 6.7 points per game. Number three, Chase Lieberg, a 6-foot junior, 5.7 points per game. Number 11, JT Schlafer, 5'10, a junior, 20.4 points per game. And number 23, Parker Vruwink, 6'5, a sophomore, 3.6 points per game. And Josh Pultz is the coach of Assumption. Marathon 14-7 overall, 10-3 in the Merriwood South. Assumption 7-14 overall, 6-7 in the conference. Raiders in their road red, Royals in their home white. Jumping center, Drew Wolfel against JT Schlafer. There's the tip, and we are underway. Controlled by the Marathon Red Raiders, actually Garrett Bracewell in the starting lineup here tonight. So a bit of a change from what I expected. With it out top is Cody Radke. Over to Bracewell, left-hand side, Landon Snyder. Snyder getting double-teamed in the corner. Gets it to Bracewell. Out top third. Drops it down low. Grabbed by Radke. Radke had it swatted away. Ball is battled for. Still loose on the ground. And it will be covered up by Vruwink and then tied up. Arrow pointing towards Assumption.
What I liked about that is right away Assumption turns the pressure up, trying to get a Marathon to play a little faster, and then their 1-3-1 half-court trap.
So first possession now for the Assumption Royals. Junior JT Schlafer, again, leading scorer into the forecourt, left wing side, Vruwink. Vruwink, 20 feet from the basket, moves it right to Nystrom. Nystrom near the free throw line, right wing side, Chase Lieber. Man-to-man here for the Marathon Red Raiders. Out top, Vruwink. Vruwink, one dribble, moves it right wing side to Schlafer. Schlafer looking baseline against Thurs. Schlafer kicks it left wing. Nystrom goes up for a three-pointer, hits it. Three-pointer for Logan Nystrom. Assumption on the board first, takes a 3-0 lead.
Good square up kid, took a step back and he drilled it. Here's the 1-3-1 again, see what they get out of this type of time for pressure.
Landon Snyder over the timeline, left-hand side, now down low. With it is Drew Wolfel, kicks it back out. Three-pointer, no good for Snyder. Rebound is tip, grabbing it in the corner, saving it is Wolfel. Gets it over to Bracewell. Bracewell in the lane, drops it down low, and not able to handle it was Drew Wolfel. Goes out of bounds over to Assumption.
Again, early on, just getting Marathon to speed up a little bit. What I liked on the other end is Marathon's really scoping the defense. Good help side, getting up on the picks. We'll see how they do this time down.
3-0 Royals, 16:40 to go, first half. Left-hand side, Logan Nystrom. Nystrom near the timeline. Nystrom moves it right wing side to Lieber. Lieber, 30 feet from the basket. Out top, Vruwink. Vruwink, right wing, taken by JT Schlafer. Long three-pointer, hits it. 23-footer for Schlafer. Quickly, a 6-0 lead for Assumption.
Two for two behind there. You're going to have to get out on him. He just drilled. You don't want to get more confidence.
Marathon out top, Landon Snyder. Again, 1-3-1 zone defense for the Royals. Left-hand side with it, Cody Radke. Tried to get it in. Digging it out is True Thirst. Gets it back to Bracewell. Bracewell, 17 feet from the basket. Now to the right block. Forces away in. Lays it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Grabbed by Wolfel. Partially blocked by Vruwink. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Marathon. Well, right now that 6'5 height is kind of causing some issues for Marathon down low.
Yeah, they're not getting there. And there's always a kid coming from the opposite side. They're scrappy. They're after the basketball. This defensive pressure has been good in the half-court set for Assumption.
Red hot start here for Assumption. 15:55 to go first half. Assumption with the ball, 6-0 lead. Owen Hagen, the only senior on this squad. Right-hand side to Vruwink. Posting up is Schlafer. Schlafer kicks it left corner. Nystrom for another three. This one a little short. Weak side rebound battle for. And grabbing it is Drew Wolfel for the Raiders. Back up court, Landon Snyder. Snyder, top of the key. Moves it left-hand side. Now left corner. Open three for Radke is off the mark. No good. Rebound, Snyder. Snyder to the hole. Lays it up and in. The smallest player on the court.
I like the scrappiness. He stuck his nose in there. And he made a nice move in the paint. Went right back to his left side.
Gets Marathon on the board. 6-2 Assumption. 15:18 to go first half. Vruwink, right-hand side to Hagen. Hagen back on the left wing to Nystrom. Nystrom behind the back dribble. Stops near the left elbow. Gets it back out top to Chase Lieberg. Lieberg, 22 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Vruwink. Vruwink dribbles once with the left hand. Hands it back to Nystrom. Nystrom works his way near the top of the key. Now left-hand side, with it is JT Schlafer. Schlafer, 22 feet from the basket. Out top, wide open is Vruwink for three, way off the mark. It's an air ball, and I think that turned into a break for Assumption. Bounces off Garrett Bracewell, and the ball stays with Assumption.
Yeah, we'll see how they went 2-for-2, now they're 2-for-4 from the three-point line. They've only taken threes. We'll see if that pattern continues, because that's where their success has been from.
Inbounding on the baseline, Schlafer, right corner, another three, this time for Hagen, rolls off, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by True Thurs for Marathon. Back up court come the Raiders. Right-hand side, Landon Snyder. Snyder, 25 feet from the hole. Center circle, Radke moves it left-hand side, Bracewell. deep left corner. Drew Wolfel. Wolfel doubled. Gets it back on the left wing. Now Wolfel, left-hand corner. Gets doubled again. Needs to move the basketball. Still looking. Now down low, Bracewell. Hits the cutter. Rafke. Rafke on the right block. Draws the contact. Draws the foul. And he'll get a couple of free throws.
I just like Marathon's pace. One of the things that'll work for them, I think, with this top amount of pressure that Assumption's giving is the patience and just waiting for those backside cutters to come through. So Wolfel was strong with the ball in the corner. Made a big difference.
First foul of the game goes on Logan Nystrom. Free throw now for Cody Radke. First free throw rattles out, no good. Radke's had a couple of good games last week. Had the big, 22 against Phillips, and then added, I believe, 19 against Whitburn on Tuesday.
Yeah, that puts some, takes some pressure off the guys scoring. And in Marathon, you know, they have four guys within a point of each other, 10, 9, 8, 7, so you don't know who's going to go off on a given night.
But an 0-for-2 trip at the line. JT Schlafer with that rebound. Remains 6-2 Assumption, 14-14 to go in the first half. Bounce pass, left-hand side, taken there by Nystrom. Nystrom out top, Brewing, just right at the top of the key. Left wing side, Lieberg. Lieberg to the free throw line, stops, moves it right-hand side to Hagen. Hagen dribble, penetrates into the lane, to the basket. Left-handed layup is good.
That was a decisive cut, which opened up from some of those three-point lines because they've got to play out because they're shooting the ball well early on from out there.
First two-point attempt, and it's a make for Owen Hagen. 8-2 Assumption. Pass left-hand side. Open three for Radke. Back bracket no good. Rebound tipped. Goes out of bounds. And it will be off of Marathon and go over to Assumption. First substitutions of the game for the Raiders coming in will be Ian Shuda and River Stanicky as well. And coming out will be Radke along with Garrett Bracewell.
And one of the things I was just about to say about that zone is it's there's a little bit of, with the basketballs flying around off those long shots from Marathon, it's hard to rebound in that. Assumption's coming up with a lot of those loose balls on that end. There's a little pressure from the Raiders.
Inbounded, taken by J.J. Oswald, who just checked in for Assumption. Gives it to Lieberg, and now the Raiders will back off, and walking it over the timeline is Lieberg. Right-hand side, J.J. Oswald, 30 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand. Moves it left wing side, Lieberg. Lieberg back on the right wing, Nystrom. Open for a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Brewink. Brewink up with the right-hander. Lays it up and in. 6'5 sophomore with the putback. 10-2 Assumption.
And those are the hard ones sometimes. Those long rebounds off those quick shots. You can see Assumption's going to like that three-point line and live and die by it a little bit.
Raiders at the free throw line. Stanicky. Stanicky moves it left wing side. Now left corner, two thirds. Thirds gets doubled in the corner. Throws it away. Schlafer cut in front of that pass. Schlafer then lost control of it. Tipped out of bounds by Landon Snyder. 12:52 to go first half. 10-2 Assumption.
Not what you expect, though. A little tale of two different styles of basketball. Marathon's just waiting for the breakdown. Assumption obviously much quicker up and down the floor.
Royals will inbound on the far sideline. Chase Liebert looking. Tossed into the backcourt. Taken by Nystrom. This Nystrom looks like he has a little edge to him. Yeah. That point guard edge. A little Jeff Gress in him, I think.
You've got to have that if you want to play that spot. You better know what you're doing.
On the right wing side, Brewink, 20 feet from the hole. Brewink moves it left. Taken there by Lieberg. Lieberg, 22 feet from the basket. Stops, moves it right wing side to Oswald. Oswald holds it. Still holds it. Now moves it left hand side. Grabbing it. Nystrom back to Oswald, right wing. Little patience this time for Assumption. Holding it about 25 feet from the basket. Is Lieberg back to Oswald, right in his grill is Ian Shuda. Now pass down low, Schlafer. Schlafer kicks it, throws it away. Cutting in front of that pass was True Thirds. Thirds back up court, right wing side, Shuda. Shuda in the right corner, back to Thirds. Thirds right wing. Thirds kicks it left hand side. Now down low with it is Wolfel. Wolfel, good pass inside. Stanicky misses the shot. Tipped by Thurs. Grabbed by Marathon. Back out top. Three-pointer. Rattles out. No good. Shoot up. Rebound Stanicky. And he'll be fouled on the block attempt by Parker Brewing.
I like how Stanicky plays. Every time his shot goes up, he turns and immediately finds position. He got two offensive rebounds, and it also allowed the way he boxed out one of his other guys, Thurs, to get a tip on it and keep that possession alive for Marathon.
So River Stanicky at the free throw line. That's the first foul on Parker Brewing. Team foul number two on Assumption. First free throw rolls around and drops in. And that's something that Marathon has. I mean, they go deep. And now coming in Sawyer Barons. I mean, they go 8, 9, sometimes 10 in a normal rotation. And against a team like Assumption, I think that'll be important.
Yeah, especially Assumption. We'll see what their rotation is, but it looks like it might be a little shorter, and that's going to make a big difference as you go down the stretch, and these teams put everything out on the floor.
Second free throw is good. 10-4 Assumption. 11:51 to go in the first half. JT Schlafer will bring it up court now for the Royals. Crosses the timeline. Schlafer, about 21 feet from the basket, moves it right wing side to Oswald. Oswald dribbles with the left hand, works his way between the circles, and a little bit of a bump by Stanicky, and a foul will be called. Use that little lower body, and that's what he got called for.
Yeah, a little bit of a underneath undercut, and it got him that foul. What I like the last possession down by Assumption is they ran their flex swing offense, whatever you want to label it as. They waited to find the mismatch of Schlafer. The good job that Marathon did is they recovered and helped out with any mismatches. I think they've got to find Schlafer the ball a little bit more here.
Timeout on the floor, sponsored by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 11:06 to go. 10-4 Assumption. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holmes and Jeff Gress back here from Assumption Catholic High School. 11:36 to go in the first half. A bit of a surprise start. Assumption 10, Marathon 4. What do you see early?
I like the pace that Assumption is playing with. They're making Marathon speed up a little bit more than they're used to. We'll see what they get out of the timeout here.
Right wing three for JT Schlafer. Comes up short. Rebound grab by Trey France. Kicks it back. Right hand side to Nystrom. Nystrom looks baseline. Kicks it left hand side. Parker Vruink. Back out top to Oswald. Oswald hands it off to France. Left wing side Schlafer. JT Schlafer dribbles to the free throw line. Lost the ball. Ball is loose on the floor. And it will be timeout called by Marathon as the Raiders gain control of the basketball. Again, timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 10-4, Marathon with the lead. Quick note again, coming up Saturday at 2 p.m., tomorrow at 2, Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center to raise funds for Extra Innings, a local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It's a singles nine-pin tap tourney with prizes. Entry is just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. Call Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 to sign up or just show up tomorrow at 2 p.m. Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center.
We'll see what they dig up out of the zone out of here. Took the timeout off the loose ball situation to not have a jump ball or a tie-up. We'll see who they go to. I think they're going to have to absorb the pressure here that something's going to put on them, though.
Left-hand side into the game. Logan Peters gets it to Thurs. Thurs just left at the top of the key. Again, active zone here for Assumption. 1-3-1. Out top, right wing side. With it is Ian Shuda. Back to Thurs. Thurs up from 16. Back racket, no good. Rebound, Logan Nystrom for Assumption.
I think that's going to play right into what Assumption wants. These quick, longer shots from the outside keep Marathon out of the inside, and it's going to make a difference for them on defense.
Logan Nystrom in the forecourt now for the Royals. Behind the back dribble. Into the lane. Stops. Ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds off of the Raiders, and it will stay with Assumption. Jumping back into the game for Marathon will be Drew Wolfel. Getting his first break will be True Thurs.
I think it's going to be key that Marathon controls the boards in here with all these three-point shots that are going up by Assumption. You got to find the rebound every time.
Left-hand side, Nystrom takes the inbounds pass, gives it off to J.J. Oswald. Now down low, kicked right wing corner, Ron Board. Board hands it off to Schlafer. Schlafer, 21 feet from the basket. Looking baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up and in.
That's a good strong take and elevation. Nice finish.
5 points for J.T. Schlafer. 12-4. Raiders up court quickly, down by 8. Left wing side, Shuda. Shuda to Stanicky. Kicks it over the top of Logan Peters into the Assumption bench. Turnover on Marathon.
Again, it's just that pace in the half court set. They're speeding up Marathon, getting the throw a little bit quicker. Turnover comes because they're trying to pass out of the double as fast as they can because they don't want to have the double happen.
How is this team 7-14?
I don't know. They're playing well. Well, they're playing well tonight. And this is what it is in the Maryland. You show team show up and you got a war in somebody else's gym every single night.
Trey France hits the cutter underneath. Laid up. No good by Oswald. Rebound is grabbed by Logan Peters for Marathon. Peters will bring it back up court. Stops in the center circle. At the free throw line, Wolfel, right wing side, Shuda. Ian Shuda dribbles, backs it up 30 feet from the hole. Shuda, Moves it right-hand side to Wolfel. Kick pass, left-hand side to Peters. Fakes the three, looks baseline. Now up from 14, hits it.
That's a nice take to the short corner. One of the things I think Marathon's going to have to do is they're so quick to put the ball on the floor and really quick to pick the dribble up. They've got to decide a better chance of when they're going to put it down and make sure they're not picking it up as often.
12-6 Assumption, 9:25 to go first half. Out top for the Royals. With it is J.J. Oswald. Right wing side to Board. Board, 22 feet from the basket. In his grill is Stanicky. Now J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer. Pass. I don't know if that was intended for Oswald, but it ended up in his hands on the left-hand side. Back over to Schlafer. Little crossover. Good pass underneath the board. Lays it up. Yes, a foul and a chance for a three-point play.
And that's what type of player you get out of Schlafer when Coach Jacobs is talking to him. He's one of the best in the Merrowood. Gets, just waits for that patient moment, goes with the crossover, lures the defense out of position, and his buddy nice enough to recognize that there's a backdoor cut chance for an and-one play.
True thirds, Garrett Bracewell and Cody Radke back in the game for Marathon. Coming out will be Ian Shudup. Also coming out will be River Stanicky and Sawyer Behrens. 2 seconds from the midway point of this first half, and so far it's been Assumption. Royals 14, Red Raiders 6. And now stepping to the free throw line, trying to complete a three-point play, is Ron Board. Free throw off to the left, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel for the Raiders. Back up court comes Marathon. Radke, right-hand side, gets it to Bracewell, right corner. Double team action. Bracewell looks baseline. Bracewell drops it down low, knocked away. Bracewell goes down, and it will be a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Marathon.
Again, you just got to have to stay out of the plus spots, the trapping spots. They want you to really bait you into those, get you in the short corner because that's a vulnerable spot in the zone. So you got to make sure that you not dribble into there where they want you to go for the trap.
Raiders inbounding. Looking. Still looking is Peters. Moves it on the right wing side. Grab made by True Thirds. Now in the corner. With it is Radke. Back to Thirds. Thirds swings it out top. Now left corner. Open three for Peters. Little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound, and digging it out is Owen Hagen for Assumption. 8.5 minutes to go, first half. A chance for a double-digit lead now for Assumption, leading 14-6. Out top, they're one, actually Chase Lieberg, and then Lieberg passes on the right-hand side for Vruink, throws it out of bounds.
Just an unforced turnover that you don't want to happen in that situation, especially when you can bring a killer blow and take away a little bit more of Marathon's confidence in this game.
6 points for the Raiders, and we are nearly 10 minutes into the game. Into the forecourt, Logan Peters. Bracewell, right-hand side. Back out top to Peters. Looks inside. With it is Thurs. Thurs moves it right-hand side. Back inside to Thurs. Thurs trying to work his way in. Now in the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Battle for the board. Dug out by Garrett Bracewell. Pass tip, but grabbed on the right-hand side by Radke. Radke to the hole. Lays it up, no good. But Cody Radke will get the foul and get a chance at the strike.
Well, one of the things when we watched Marathon against Phillips the other night, their strength was in their inside presence and their passing down there. They're having a really hard time getting a clean look. These guys now catch the ball at the free throw line or down by the block, and if they can't get it right up, there's two hands in their face, and it's making it really difficult to see the openings in this zone.
First free throw. Off the mark, no good. Cody Radke 0 for 3 at the stripe here in the first half.
And they're going to want to get these freebies because they're going to make a different offensive game for them, because right now they're struggling to put the ball in the basket a little bit, and they're just not getting clean looks. So if stuff's got to come from the foul line, you want to be able to knock these down.
One more free throw now for Cody Radke. Second one, no good again. J.T. Schlafer will grab that rebound for the Royals. Remains 14-6, Assumption. 7:52 to go in the first half. Schlafer moves it left-hand side, Siler Schill. Schill gets it back, right wing, over to Nystrom. Nystrom, 22 feet from the basket, goes up for a three-pointer. Came up way short, an air ball. Rebound is saved, but into the hands of Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell will push. Bracewell into the lane. Who's it on the wing? Three-point attempt. Rattles out, no good for Snyder. Rebound's grabbed underneath by Radke. Radke will lay it up and in.
That was a good, strong finish. He went right to the boards. In a zone, I think if you're good on the offensive glass and you judge where the shot's going, you can really beat a team up on the boards because they're out of position for the rebound.
14-8, Assumption. 7:12 to go in the first half. Right-hand side, Schill, 22 feet from the basket. Moves it left. Taken there by Nystrom. Nystrom back on the right wing to Hagen. Hagen out to the free throw line. Hagen, left wing side, Nystrom. Long three-pointer. Short, no good. Getting bumped, but getting the rebound is Cody Radke for the Raiders.
Marathon's going to want another bucket here. It's going to be a big deal if they can score.
Garrett Bracewell back out top to Radke. Now Bracewell. Bracewell, 21 feet from the basket. Left-hand side, Snyder. Snyder, three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath. Laid up and in by Garrett Bracewell. Right now, the Raiders hurting them on the
boards. Yep, those boards are keeping them in the game, and they're coming from the weak side. The shot goes long on one side. They hit the boards heavy, and the sump just packed in too far underneath the rim.
Four-point game all of a sudden, 14-10. 6.5 minutes to go in the half. Assumption's been stuck on 14 for a while. Right-hand side, Owen Hagen. Hagen moves it left to Chase Lieberg. Lieberg, 22 feet from the basket. Lieberg trying to force his way in. Unable. Oh, there he is. That's an offensive foul. Boy, I think he just got a little frustrated. Good defense by Garrett Bracewell, and now the Raiders get it back.
Well, if you're watching the demeanor of the Marathon team, there's a little extra pep in their step. Now they're feeling a little more confidence, like they're wearing them down, breaking them down a little bit on the offensive end. And defensively, they're getting them some frustrating moments, whether it was a turnover the last time down, longer shot away from the basket, and now the offensive foul. We'll see. They're chipping away, and something's got to put a stand down if they want to make the stop.
6:12 to go in the first half, 14-10 Marathon. I should say Assumption Marathon in the front court. Left-hand side, trying to get through the double team is Ian Shuda. Shuda still looking for help, and then throws it away.
That's the killer spot in that zone. You just can't pick your dribble up there. You're going to get hounded.
J.T. Schlafer over the timeline for Assumption. Schlafer to the right wing, hands it off to Lieberg. Have not seen Schlafer with the ball as much the last couple of possessions either.
Right. I think they're going to roll as he goes. They got to give him the touches because there's a lot of focus that goes on him. Other guys are going to go, here we go, directly Schlafer, to the basket.
And then thrown out of bounds, and it looked as though Hagen could have made that grab. I mean, that was odd. And look, maybe he got a little off balance and just sort of was unable to make that grab.
Yeah, a little miscommunication. I thought Schlafer was making another good move to the basket on the crossover, but the turnover happened, so another missed opportunity for Assumption. Can Marathon get what they need?
So back up court come the Raiders, down by four, 14-10, 5:35 to go in the half. In the front court, Snyder gets it over to Bracewell. Bracewell back to Snyder. Moves it left-hand side, Shuda. Shuda gives it over to Landon Snyder. Snyder dribbles, works his way between the circles, passes right to Bracewell, back to Snyder. Snyder, left-hand side, Shuda, up for a three. A little bit strong, no good. Fight for the board. Stanicky had it for a moment, then taken back by Ron Board for Assumption, and a timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 5:11 to go, first half. 14-10 Assumption, back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive. In Marathon, call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Back here at Assumption, 5:11 to go in the first half. Assumption 14, Marathon 10. Raiders won the first meeting 67-54 at Marathon back on December 23rd. Into the forecourt, J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer moves it right wing side, Oswald. Oswald on the left-handed dribble. Stops near the top of the key. Good defense by Stanicky. Hands it off the board. Board to the left wing, gives it back to Schlafer. Schlafer. Left wing, goes up for the three-pointer, hits it. You could tell he was going to shoot that ball.
Yeah, he was determined going to the left. That was a tough shot right in the kid's face.
17-10 Assumption. Right-hand side, Stanicky. Stanicky over to Thurs. Left corner. Three-point attempt for Garrett Bracewell. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Schlafer. Back into the forecourt, Logan Nystrom. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. 7-point edge and the ball for Assumption. With it is Nystrom. Nystrom between the circles. Right wing side to Lieberg. Lieberg, 30 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand. Works his way near the top of the key. Now left. Stops his dribble. Left hand side, Nystrom. Nystrom getting pressured by Landon Snyder. Snyder right in the grill. Then a push and an offensive foul coming up on Logan Nystrom.
The second? Who had the first one on that on an offensive foul before? Somebody else had one, too. Didn't Lieberg have one, I think? There's been a couple of those frustration push
moves
out of Assumption. So they're going to have to, you know, not let that add. Those are silly turnovers that you don't want to have when you're losing possessions on that. Seattle Marathon response.
Five team fouls on Assumption, just two team fouls right now on Marathon. 17-10 Royals, 4:05 to go in the first half. Into the front court, Shuda. Shuda moves it left. Stanicky, Behrens, now on the right-hand side, Peters. Peters now low, Stanicky. Little reverse layup is good.
Nice
finish.
Yep. He had a decision where he was going right away with that. It was a nice entry pass. I like having Peters down in the corner. He can see over all these traps. He's got a great spot there to kill that zone.
17-12 Assumption, 3:42 to go in the first half. JT Schlafer hands it off to Lieberg. In his grill, Stanicky working around the screen is Lieberg. Lieberg, left-hand side of the lane. Goes up from eight, no good. River Stanicky will grab that rebound for Marathon. Logan Peters up the left-hand side. Peters moves it down low. Grab made by Behrens. Behrens gets doubled, and then the ball knocked away. But there to pick it up is True Thurs. Thurs back to Peters. Right wing side shoot-up. Shoot-up. Little pass inside Stanicky. Stanicky had his grip. Grabbed it. Missed the shot. Battle for the board. Rebound grab by Lieberg. Should there have been a whistle there?
Yeah, there's a lot of contact. He got slapped, I thought.
I mean, even on the held ball.
That I would have called. Yes, there should have been the jump ball call there.
Into the forecourt comes Assumption. Something should have been called, I thought, there. But now back with it is Board. Board left wing. Hands it off. With it is Oswald. Oswald moves it right wing side to Nystrom, 26 feet from the basket. Holds it. Now dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line. Left corner, Schlafer. Three-pointer is good again. Third triple of the game for JT Schlafer. 11 points. 20-12 Royals.
And Marathon rotated really well, but as fast as he got that shot off, you weren't going to block that.
Ian Shuda, right corner three. Air ball too strong, but bobbled out of bounds by Assumption's Chase Lieberg, and the ball stays with Marathon.
What I'd like to see here is get Peters back in the court so you can throw over that double. They seem to have some success where Wolfel and Thurs are sliding around the middle. It's going to be their best looks. And not getting a three-ball match with Assumption is what I would do at this point.
That was a bit of a quick shot, wasn't it?
Yep. Especially for the patience they have.
Inbounded, taken by Behrens. Left corner, Peters. He's up for a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is out of bounds, and it will go to Assumption. And right now, I think that's what you said. It's turning into a bit of a three-point contest.
Yeah, I just think that Marathon wants to get back to stacking in that short corner, stretching their zone out from side to side, and something's going to open up because they're not going to see the backside cutters. But Assumption, you know, you don't never know when they're going to fire. You got to play good defense on this end, too.
Coach Jacobson got off the bench and was yelling out after that possession, I think maybe along that same line.
Yeah.
But back into the forecourt comes Assumption, right wing side Hagen. Hagen penetrates. Hagen to the hole. Lays it up and in.
Tough alley
down there.
Yeah, not tough enough defense. You want to see the kid get his. He's right-handed. You played him off that. He attacked the back foot and went right down the right sideline.
22-12. First double-digit lead of the game. On the right-hand side, Behrens, and then try to go inside. Tipped out of bounds by Parker Brewink. And the ball will stay with Marathon.
And one of the tough things on this is because of that Assumption trap coming so fast, Marathon is still not being able to fully pivot around. So you see the passes are late. They're getting tipped. They're behind the guys.
Inbounded right-hand side, Peters. Peters inside to Wolfel. Back out. Three-point attempt. Shuda, no good. Rebound grabbed by Shuda. Shuda down the lane. Misses the running layup. Rebound's grabbed by Wolfel. Lays it up. No good. But this time it'll get fouled. Boy, that's one you really wanted.
Yeah.
Have a chance for a three-point play.
Good battle. The thing I don't have a problem with, Shuda's three-point shot on that, is the ball went, got kicked into the post, back out. I mean, it was movement. And I think I can't say his last name.
Brewing.
Yeah, is that his, how many does he have? Is that his third? Did he just pick
that
up
is
there?
His third.
All right. That's going to be big for them. They're going to lose their height when he goes out.
Drew Wolfel. Free throw is no good. Wolfel, leading scorer, 10.5 points per game, has not scored here tonight. Marathon at the free throw line has missed five of their seven attempts.
Yeah, that's killer right there because that changes the course of this game. They need to get this one and get a stop before half. That's going to be a big deal right now. You don't want to go up any farther. It's double digits as it is.
Feels like it's been in the mud the whole game, the Marathon, hasn't it?
Yeah, just never got going yet here. And sometimes that takes. They're going to go make some halftime adjustments. I think they're going to come out with a new spark. But gets the free throw.
Second free throw is good. 22-13, Assumption. Minute 35 to go in the first half. JT Schlafer over the timeline for the Royals. Schlafer dribbles. Still 26 feet from the basket. Backs it up. Still works it near the center circle. True Thurs on the defense. Still dribbling. Now left-hand side. Taken by Trey France. France gets it back just right at the top of the key to Board. Board dribbles. Back on the left-wing side. Reaching in is Sawyer Behrens. Trying to knock it away from Chase Lieberg. only the third team fall in a marathon.
I have no problem with that. They try to make something happen, get creative. If it's his first fall and only the team's third, for marathon, when they come down this other end, I would be, you want them to attack because they're in the bonus on the next one. Stop settling for the outside shots. Got to get the stop here, though, to do that first.
Tossed into the backcourt. JT Schlafer will pick it up for the Royals. Schlafer will bring it over the timeline, right-hand side. Schlafer pounding the hardwood. Schlafer now works his way between the circles. 1 minute to go in the half. Out top, Owen Hagen. Right wing side to Lieberg. Lieberg, 27 feet from the basket. Lieberg moves it back to Schlafer. Schlafer backs it up again. And I think right now they're willing, if the clock continues to move tighter and tighter, to try to settle for one shot.
Yep, looks like they're taking some air out of the ball. They're doing their traditional flex offense, watching those cuts. Now they're picking up the pace a little bit.
France looks down low and then throws it away. Started to force it a little bit, and now with 33 seconds to go, Marathon will get the basketball.
That's a big turnover. They hit a three or they cut it to six.
Garrett Bracewell will inbound here for the Raiders. 22-13 is the score. True Thurs back to Bracewell over the timeline. Bracewell to Thurs. Thurs now to the free throw line. Drops it down low. With it is Behrens, who lays it up and in.
Nice pass. Yep, got to the free throw line breakdown area. That's exactly what they needed, was a bucket there inside.
17 seconds in the half, 22-15. JT Schlafer, bounce pass taken at the timeline by Lieberg. That's Hagen, excuse me. Now Lieberg, right wing. Down to eight. Little reach, and again, being aggressive are the Raiders. Right-hand side, France. Down to three. 30-footer at the buzzer. Back racket no good by Chase Lieberg, and that will do it for the first half of play. So the Marathon Red Raiders have some work to do as they trail 22-15 at halftime. Real quickly, thoughts on the first half?
Like you said, I think when Marathon has that little extra step on them and they get a little bit more aggressive, I think good things happen. I think they're going to have to turn the pace up in the half court set and not let Assumption be comfortable in any way. And for them to do that, they're going to have to turn the pressure up there. Down on the bat, on the offensive end for Marathon, you've got to take care of the ball. You've got to stretch that zone out. You've got to turn and pivot your shoulders into that zone. They're throwing passes off the back of their foot, and they're not fully squared up to the basket, which I think is adding some of those extra turnovers. So Marathon's going to come out and make some adjustments. I think they've got to continue not to let Schlafer loose on anything, because I said he's kind of biding his time and waiting to make his move. And with a 7-point lead, that can be dangerous.
The Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about activities taking place at your Marathon schools. Coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m., wrestling at Ladysmith High School. Coming up on Monday, 4:15, wrestling, boys 6th, 7th, and 8th grade meet at Medford Area Middle School. 4:30 on Monday, basketball, girls 7th and 8th grade game versus Auburndale on the road. 5:45 on Monday, boys JV2 game versus Colby at Marathon High School and the Wellness Center Gym. 5:45 on Monday, basketball JV game versus Edgar at Marathon. 7:15 on Monday, JV3 game for boys basketball versus Abbotsford at the Marathon High School Wellness Center Gym. And at 7:15 on Monday, varsity boys basketball at home versus the Edgar Wildcats at 7:15. The Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. To learn more, search Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. 22-15, Marathon trails Assumption at the end of the first half. We'll come back, look at the stats of this first half coming up next. Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003. Parts City. Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Back here at the Assumption High School gym. Assumption Royals 22, Marathon Red Raiders 15 at the end of the first half of this boys basketball matchup. Looking at the stats brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club. For Marathon, not a lot. 4 points leading the way. River Stanicky, 2-point field goal, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 2 points each for Garrett Bracewell, Landon Snyder, Sawyer Behrens, Cody Radke, and Logan Peters. And 1 point for Drew Wolfel. Actually, it's pretty impressive, actually, when you only score 15 points, have 7 different players score. Normally, you would not have that.
Yeah, that's a good balance. They're struggling with Thurs and Wolfel not getting a lot of passing. I mean, those guys are their 2 leading scorers, and they have 3 combined points.
For the 5 2-pointers, no 3-pointers, and 3 of 8 at the free throw line for the Raiders in the first half. For the Assumption Royals, 11 points for JT Schlafer, 3 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. 4 points and a pair of baskets for Owen Hagen. 3 points and a 3-point field goal for Logan Nystrom. A basket for 2 points for Ron Board. Parker Vruwink, 2 points as well, but he spent a lot of time on the bench with 3 personal fouls. 5 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 0 for 1 at the free throw line for the Assumption Royals in the first half of play. 22-15, what does Marathon have to do?
I think they got to continue to be very aggressive on the boards. When the sophomore kid, number 23 for, I can never say his last name.
Parker Vruwink.
Yeah, Vruwink. When he's out, they are really small. That means they're their main size, and he's in foul trouble. I think Marathon's got to continue to be as aggressive as they can on the boards in that zone and stretch that zone up from side to side. And then on the other end, I think they have to turn up their aggression a little bit more on defense. When they did that, Assumption likes to play fast-paced, but that's when Assumption makes their mistakes in some turnovers and some quick shots. And then Marathon can control the end of the boards on the defensive end. But again, you got to, you know, you come into these games and you're in somebody else's gym. Assumption is not an easy place to play ever for any team, I don't think. And you, you know, you basically decide you're down 10 and dig your hole out. I'm sure Marathon and Coach Jacobson, with their experience, are solving some of those issues right now down in the locker room, and they're going to come out. I think you're going to see a little bit more aggressive team in the second half out of Marathon.
We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with the start of the second half. 22-15, Assumption over Marathon, here on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
When you bank with People State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Also in the Merriwood South tonight, 37-28, Stratford leads Newman Catholic, second half. Assumption is at Newman Monday night, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pass inside, goes out of bounds, knocked away by the Raiders, and it will stay with Assumption. Stevens Point leads over Wausau East at halftime, 41-17. And Merrill leads at Marshfield and boys hoops 15-12 late in the first half. 22-15 here. Assumption leading over the Red Raiders. Inbounds pass too easy to JT Schlaver, who lays it up and in.
That's a nice play. He kept drifting, and luckily his teammate found him on the baseline cut.
24-15. Raiders now into lane thirds. Left wing side faking the three-pointer is Snyder. Snyder backs up 24 feet from the basket. Now stops. His pass is deflected into the backcourt. Chased down by Cody Radke. Back to Landon Snyder. Snyder holds it. Snyder, left-hand side, Bracewell. Back to Snyder. Snyder dribbles with the right hand. Snyder back on the left-hand side. Bracewell looks inside to Wolfel. Rotated right wing side to Radke. Back out top, Snyder. Left-hand side, Bracewell. Pass down low. Ball fake by Wolfel. Lays it up, no good. True Thurs with the rebound. Thurs kicks it back out. Left wing, three-pointer for Snyder is good.
I think they earned that one. They had pretty good ball movement, moving around the zone and inside out for a good look. Nice shot.
5 points for Landon Snyder, 24-18 Assumption, 16:55 to go. Left-hand side, Brewing. Brewing, 21 feet from the basket, hits the cutter. Underneath Hagen. Hagen's pass deflected, stolen by Landon Snyder. Snyder gets it to Thurs. Pass ahead, Peters. Oh, excuse me, that's Radke. Radke will lay it up and in. Draw the foul, have a chance for a three-point play.
But here, extra, so better ball movement against the zone. They were very patient that last possession, waited for a good look, drilled the three, come down here, make Assumption speed up a little bit. The turnover happens. Marathon with the push. Got him on the back of their heels right now with a good little run. They count that basket.
There it is. 24-20, so a five-point run quickly for the Raiders. Chance to make it 6-0 if Cody Radke can make this free throw, but he's There he goes.
He needs that, yeah.
1 for 5 at the line.
Good for him.
Now has 5 points. And just like that, 24-21, 16:38 to go. JT Schlafer into the forecourt now for Assumption. Schlafer, right wing side, taken there by Ron Board. Board swings it left. With it is Lieberg. Lieberg to Schlafer. Schlafer in the left corner. Schlafer passes, almost out of bounds, but grabbed in the corner by Lieberg. Looks inside to Board. Board on the right block. Banks it, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Snyder.
We should mention on that last foul, the push by Marathon. Vruwink went out with his fourth.
Pass inside, knocked away, but there to grab the loose ball. Drew Wolfel lays it up and in, and an 8-point run for Marathon makes it 24-23.
But Wolfel cleaning up on the weak side, put it back in. Now that's why they're down one.
JT Schlafer into the right corner. Schlafer, now baseline. Schlafer will be bumped and fouled before the shot. I had a feeling after this run that Schlafer again was going to take charge, didn't you?
Yeah, he's going to want, he's going to get his touches. That's a good take in the inside, but that also I don't think is going to be the best thing at the end of the day. If he's got to do all the work, he's going to tire himself out. He's going to need some help.
J.J. Oswald into the game, replacing Owen Hagen for Assumption. 15:50 to go in the second half. 24-23 is the lead for the Assumption Royals. Having trouble, and then tossed in, taken by Schlafer. Schlafer, 23 feet from the basket. Schlafer dribbles with the right hand. Schlafer hands it off. With it is Board. Board gives it over to Oswald, 25 feet from the basket. Oswald to the free throw line. Right-hand side, baseline move by Lieberg. Goes to the basket, misses from 5 feet away. Everything, rebound grabbed by Landon Snyder. Snyder, left-hand side, now left corner. Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell to Thurs. Thurs lays it up and in, and Marathon is taking the lead.
Everything's coming off quick drives to the basket, and the other guys dive into the dead areas in the zone and hitting easy inside shots. This is a good game for Marathon if they're going to play well offensively.
10-0 run for Marathon. First lead for the Raiders, 25-24. Now J.T. Schlafer. Schlafer at the free throw line. Three-pointer now for Lieberg. Rattles out, no good. Good blockout. Good rebound by Drew Wolfel.
That was great position.
Oh, forcing the pass, but deflected. Grab by Bracewell. Bracewell down low. Fight for the basketball. Winning the battle was Radke, and he'll be fouled.
Again, Marathon, everything's inside. Everything's inside the box there in the zone. Getting those easy looks in the lane. And I think they're showing a little bit more dominance here in terms of taking charge.